What up? What up? It's your boy Dave
What
Noodles.
up? Eight, 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 eight. Dave Noodles in the building.
We
It's
are.
your girl Barbie Levine.
Hey. We are now on the Type 88 show. I got a special guest with me. This woman is spreading positivity, body positivity, and just positivity in general across the country, inspiring hundreds of people of all ages, all shapes and sizes, to really embrace who they are. She's making special music. She has a special story, and she's just been grinding. And here we are. We got our special guest, Barbie Levine, in the building. What's up? What up?
Hey. Thank you. Thank you for that marvelous introduction. Absolutely, music is the world to me, and I figured why not put out a good message while I'm making music, while I'm doing what I love to do? Why not inspire others? Why not have others moved by my story and moved by the moral behind and the mission behind the songs that I'm putting out? So not every song I put out is going to be moralistic, but for the most part, I will say that it's true to who I am, and people can learn from it. People can resonate, and body positivity is doing so well. The mission behind the song is really hitting. It's really hitting.
Oh man, I remember when we met up and V Henny connected us, and I was like, you don't know what people are about. And then I remember we met and we talked, and you won Dreamer of the Month, and I didn't even really hear your stuff yet.
That's so crazy.
So, and then when I would like, because we were already, I was already inspired once we connected, because you were just so passionate about life and people and really bringing a, making people really believe in themselves. And then when I put on the jams, I was like, oh shoot. Like, and then po body positivity has been bumping in the house. My fiance loves the track, the
Oh,
video.
how great.
It's just a special thing. And I'm just grateful. So how's it feel to just kind of bring people together in this way? Because it's a
Oh,
topic a
that
lot of people
feeling.
don't always bring up.
Right.
How does that feel?
That feeling is absolutely amazing. It was something that I've been wanting to put out for some time, and I didn't know how to execute it. A friend of mine, Theo, that actually, hold on, give me one second. Ma, can you close the door?
It's all
All
good.
right.
Zooms.
All right. So
Shout out to mom.
basically, what was that?
Shout out to mom.
Oh, Ma, Dave says hi.
Thank you. Hi.
Yeah, can you put it on vibrate?
No, I didn't. I put the button. I'm
All
sorry.
right.
I feel like it now. I'm sorry.
All right. So basically, 2 years ago, I went out to Cocoa Beach, Florida. That was my first performance outside of New York City. And I performed, I did about five songs. It was like a mini concert. And the bash was for plus size acceptance. So it was like the perfect spot to be in. It was so dope. And I made a lot of friends, I networked, met a lot of DJs, I gained new fans. And then my friend Theo, that actually was his idea for me to go out there, he said, you know what? You need to create a song for the plus size community. We need it. I said, you know what? You're right. So I started searching for beats. I wanted it to be upbeat. And I found that beat, and it just came to me. The body positivity for me, for you, it just came to me. So when I finally put it out, I was surprised to learn that on TikTok, people were already using it. They were making dances, they were singing the lyrics. When I saw that, I cried. Like that touched my heart to the core. And it was my little cousin, she's 13. She's like, do you know how many people using your song on TikTok? I said, no. And it was 81 at the time. Today, it's 2,000 people using my song on
That's
TikTok.
cool.
Yeah. It's super dope. I love it. I love that when you can tell when you watch the TikToks, that they're feeling themselves, that they're feeling confident, and they're like, you know, I'm gonna rock this, and who cares what anybody says? I love it.
Oh,
absolutely love it.
Yeah, and so, you know, we're talking about the track. Why don't we just bring it out right now? I'm gonna share it with the community and on the Zoom. So let's get right to it.
Awesome.
So here we go. We got the official video for Body Positivity.
Yes, let's get it.
Yeah, that was fire.
Thank you.
So that took place in your hometown, right?
Yes, that was in Brooklyn, New York. I'm not from Brooklyn, but that was a really pretty spot in Brooklyn, Dumbo.
Sick.
So we shot it there. Shout out to KK47, K.O. Kane. He shot the video, and it was just absolutely amazing.
The quality of everything is super crisp. The visuals,
yes.
The drone shots, the
yes,
the just the community, your friends, mm-hmm. You know, it just speaks so loud and proud, and I think that's
yeah.
So dope about Body Positivity, and just the lyrics are just they're just fun but honest, and it's just like yo, just be proud, you know, be you.
Yes,
you're beautiful the way you are.
Yes. You know what's crazy? You want to hear something crazy? Before I got in the booth, I told my engineer, shout out to Kavion. I told my engineer, I said, it was like kind of like a disclaimer. I said, hey, this song is not really lyrical, but it has a good message. When I got in there, he was like, oh, that's a hit. He said, this is gonna get real big. And I was like, really? And I didn't understand, because sometimes as an artist, you think that people are expecting something from you all the time, but you have to show versatility. Like, not everything has to be lyrical. Not everything has to have metaphors. Not everything has to be catchy. You know, you can sing on one track, you can rap on another, you can do a fast track, you could do a slow track. Like, you can show versatility, and that's okay. So being a rapper, I'm like, you know, well, this is not my, I don't got no punchlines, I don't know meta, like, but I kind of do a little bit. My style of rapping, it just shows. And it's simple, but it hits, because it's something that a lot of people can relate to. So the way it, when I saw how crazy it went on TikTok and how well it's doing, I said, okay, all right.
So dope. It really is memorable. And it's true. I think as an artist, that you always feel a pressure to,
yeah,
especially when you do a hip hop, it's like you want to stay true to the essence. You want to make sure that you're not just making a hit to make a hit. You want to make sure it's real. And I think that's what's so good about this.
Mm-hmm.
You everything just connects. And
right,
you know, probably the biggest artist of our time right now, Drake, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of pop culture and hip hop,
mm-hmm.
he's a perfect example. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? He just connects the dots. It makes sense.
Yep.
Saying what he says, you remember it. He still hits the bars and he still finds the groove. So you nailed it on this. And I'm so happy for the success of it, and how it's just so honest and a special track, you know. And anyone I played it to, they're like, yo, that's so cool. And then the video, it's even cooler to see the video, and the video just takes it to another place too.
Right. Right.
They killed it. And you and your friends, they really brought that energy. So shout out. Thank you.
And what, you want to know something crazy? Here's another crazy thing. You wouldn't believe how many things went wrong, but right before shooting that video, and no one would ever know, because it came out so perfect. I'm talking about dancers that canceled last minute. I'm talking about things that were forgotten. I'm talking about even the videographer. It was supposed to be a whole different videographer, but the initial videographer I chose, he had something booked for that day already. So I had to scramble, and I said, wait, I know someone who I worked with 5 years ago. He shot my first video. Let me reach out to him. And over the years, he's always been good, but he improved.
Wow.
So it was just great to work with him again. And it was just perfect, perfect, perfect.
I think that's just a metaphor, right? Like, because that always happens. I feel that too. Whenever you got the vision, you see the target, then there's all these obstacles.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, do you sit back and just let the obstacle stop you? Or do you climb it, run around it, figure it out, build a door? That's why I say build a door, you know?
Yeah.
If you don't see the door of opportunity, just build it.
That's facts.
Or you painted your own door that day. You're like, all right, you're going to block me? Watch. Boom. Not today. Satan. You know, you brushed it right through. And I think those are the best moments when, like,
things
are trying to get you, but then you get through it, and then you have the story to tell, and you have a beautiful piece of art to share with people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the recognition, the love, the support. And, you know, it's just an honor to be able to work with you and collaborate. I'm ecstatic. Is that connect the dots?
It was so cool, because we do this thing where, you know, we find dreamers, and then so V Henny was like, hey, I got some dreamers.
Check
these people out. And then it's kind of like a blind date, right? You don't know who you're talking to, and we want to make something special.
Yeah.
That we want to connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like you kind of have to break down that uncomfortable vibe, like, who are you? You know what I mean? And
right.
I think when we connected and we met for the first time, we really talked for a long time. You know, we just
connected
about stuff. We had so many ideas that
we did.
All that. We're like, all right, this, and we just kept trying.
Yep.
and then things just connected. And honestly, it was one of the first like blind dreamer of the month for me, where like I didn't know who it was, and we just kind of went in.
Oh wow!
This the experience collaborating with you has been, it's been really memorable for me. I'll always, I always remember collabs, but this is a really special. This is definitely up there and special.
Oh, thank you.
So shout out to V Henny for connecting.
Yes. Yes. Shout out to V Henny. I'll actually be performing for her showcase next Friday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So when this airs, it'll probably be the Friday, that Friday. So what's the actual date of that event?
April 30th.
April 30th.
Yeah.
So before you close out May, make sure to check out the homie, and where's that? Where's that event?
This is going to be in a loft in Brooklyn. I believe it's Williamsburg. I had to get the exact address, but yeah, it's going to be in Brooklyn.
That's dope.
Yes, big shout out to her. I love V Henny. I know her for years. I would say a little over 5 years. I used to perform for her showcases all the time. All the time. And I've met so many great artists and networked because of her. And she's just amazing. And it's crazy because, look, we go from one amazing person to another. Through her, I met you. And it's like, and that always happens. I meet one great person and everyone I meet through them is just as great.
Yeah, yeah. It's true, right? It's cool that just, that's why I love just, you know, being an artist and hip hop are just kind of the foundations of my life. And just, so whenever I meet anyone, I always remember, like, I'm still going through struggle and I'm still trying to get to the next point and new goals. But it's like, we understand each other, you know, and I shout out to everyone out there making stuff, whatever it is.
That's a fact. All the creators.
Printing, if you're, your poetry, rhyme, whatever it is, you know, shout out to everyone. Cause
absolutely. It's not easy. And, you know, shout out to you for chasing your dream in spite of what anyone thinks or says, you know? And that's why I commend you for doing the Dreamer of the Month, because sometimes we don't get that recognition. You know, people don't understand all the struggle and everything that goes behind the scenes. Like, they just see the glamour, the glitz and glam on social media, and they think, oh, you know, you're doing your thing. And they don't understand what goes on behind the scenes, you know, the process of creating things, the pressure that you put. You know, if you decide, like me, you decided to quit your job to do this full time, you know, the struggles, the financial things that you have to meet and you can't, and, you know, you have to make sacrifices, and it's just so much, but it's definitely worth it. I'd rather live my life happy knowing that I'm doing what I love to do than to be stressed out and unhappy because it's like I should have, could have, would have, you know?
That's real. That's so real. And I'm proud of you. And I'm really grateful that, you know, to meet you. I would say this is kind of like the come up too, you know, like, I feel like no matter how far we get, I feel like it's cool. I always try to treat it like, okay, now I'm still on the come up. You always want to grind, like you haven't done anything.
You know?
And
yeah.
But then you gotta be grateful too. You don't want to just be
absolutely
in forward mode. So it's like this balance.
Yeah. I'm a Libra, the scales.
That's why
I'm all about the balance.
That's real. That's why I say don't stop dreaming. You know, like you get your goal, you hit that dream. All right, how do you
keep dreaming and keep reaching for more?
Exactly. So
yeah, because people get complacent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure people are probably asking, like, okay, so what's next for you, right? Everyone, because they see a song and then they're like, okay, what's good? So what do you got kind of cooking up? Or maybe you could give us any like preview, or maybe not a song, but maybe let us know what you got that we can look forward to for the year.
Absolutely. So right now I'm working on putting out an EP. It'll be my very first EP. I did release a mixtape last year in February. So this will be my second project in a year. Okay. Well, you know, the next year. And in that EP, I want to show versatility. A lot of fans have been asking me for a collective with all my hits. So I'm going to throw some of my hits that I've released in there, but I'm also going to throw in some new music. And I'm going to be versatile. I'm going to have my hip hop. I'm going to have my pop. I'm going to have my R&B. And I'm also going to do dembow. The Latin culture. Hey. I'm going to throw that in there.
That's fire.
And it's going to be super fun. I'm still in the midst of deciding what I want to name it, because I did have a name in mind, but I'm still contemplating if I want to use that.
I hear you.
And so there's that. The R&B song that I have yet to release, Supernova, I did let a couple of people hear it. And yeah, everyone who's heard it so far loves it. So I definitely want to shoot a video to that. That should be coming soon.
That's awesome.
And yeah, just working, grinding, you know, trying to get stuff done and put content out. And if I'm not putting like music videos or songs out, you'll catch me on Instagram releasing freestyles and remixes just to keep everybody, you know, entertained.
That's real.
Yeah.
So hold on. Let me just pull up your Insta real quick for anyone to connect. So yeah, if you're not already connected with the homie, make sure to get connected. Barbie Levy goes in. There's always some fun stuff. There's an event. There's a show. So yeah, make sure to connect with her on IG, Barbie Levy.
That's me.
She got links to everything. She got the performance stuff, info about drops, dope fashion, events, positivity, performance clips. So yeah, make sure to connect.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So what I really think is really amazing about you, you know, you really, some people, they may be like, oh, they because we all deal with stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Like I remember I grew up, I didn't always think I was like cute or whatever. Aww. You know, right? You don't know, right? You maybe not the right person told you, or maybe you
right.
didn't find that confidence in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while you realize like, yo, I am cute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And no matter how I look, I'm cute, because it's
what right.
counts, right?
That's right.
So for maybe anyone that maybe hasn't hit that moment where they're feeling them, maybe not feeling themselves, but like they're proud of themselves, or like mm-hmm. they're, you know, they love, what could you say for maybe a younger version, or maybe even like, what could you tell someone?
I say you have to look in the mirror and fall in love with yourself. You have to look in the mirror and find what you like best, whether it's your eyes, your nose, the skin color, your hair, the shape of your lips, your arms. It could be anything, a little freckles, whatever it is, find something. And make that your thing. That's what makes you you. You understand? There are people, especially with kids, that are bullied and made fun of for having certain things. And then years later, you find out that there's people getting surgery to look like that now. Oh, I want freckles. Let me go get some freckles. And back then, you was made fun of for freckles. But now it's cool, you know? So I say, look in the mirror. Tell yourself, I love me, and I'm that B-I-T-C-H. And if you're a guy, I'm that dude. What happened?
Yeah.
You know, because if you don't fall in love with you, how can we expect the world to fall in love with us? You know, when you love yourself and you have that confidence, it's not always easy, but it takes practice. Just like everything else, it takes practice every single day. You know, you affirm to yourself, I'm beautiful, I'm smart, I'm loyal. Even qualities, it's not always a physical appearance. Right. Like certain characteristics and qualities about yourself, they make you look better. Because you could take someone that's super handsome like Brad Pitt, and he can have a nasty attitude, or he could be super cocky, or just something that's not right, and it makes him look less appealing.
Yeah.
You know, so you just have to fall in love with yourself. Find something for me personally, I love pictures. I love to take selfies and I like to do my makeup, dress up, do my hair, all that stuff. So that makes me feel good. When I see the pictures, it kind of reminds me, oh, I'm cute.
Yeah.
So you got to do that. That's what you got to do.
I like that. I like that. Cause I know a lot of people. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Of course.
I feel like if I'm having a tough day, I'm going to just drop the needle back on that.
Yes. Yes.
But I know a lot of people right now, they're dealing with depression from COVID. Mm-hmm. They haven't gone to work. So they're like, all right, I don't got to go to work. I'm not getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
I've told them, I said, yo, what, you know, name goes here. I'd be like, you wake up, even if you don't have work, treat the day like you're working. Wake up,
yes.
Put on something, you know, put on a bra, put on your favorite hat, put, you know, do your makeup just a little, whatever it takes. So when you look at yourself and you're taking the action of actually loving yourself.
Yes.
Putting 20 minutes in, combing your hair. You know, you wake up, you're in a certain vibe. You're kind of you're kind of sleepy. You got your pants, you got your certain pants on. Like, do certain things that straighten you up a little bit and just get you in that gear of being like, all right, yo, new day, let's get it. And it
That's
doesn't
facts.
You gotta work out, you paint the whole house to feel productive.
Yeah.
But just taking those little actions, like you said, and what I love too, you said it's practice too. It's not just, it's not a destination and you're just there for good.
Yeah.
It's day to day. It's like
day to day.
You know, you're taking care of
it. Absolutely.
You got to work. You got to walk every day. You can't walk a month and
I love that you use that as an example, because that's another thing. Like when people are on the health journey and working out and dieting and all of that stuff, and then they get discouraged because they don't see the results quick enough. It's like you have to continue. It's a process.
Yeah.
It's not an overnight success. It's literally a process. So just like with everything else, when it comes to success, when it comes to health, when it comes to beauty, fashion, anything, it has to be a daily practice that you put. And like you said, it's self-care. You know, even though you don't have somewhere to be or somewhere to go, get ready. Make it seem like you do have somewhere to go and somewhere to be, because once you start getting, that's, you're caring for yourself. You're taking care of your body, you know, and that's important. That's very important. I learned that the hard way too.
it's so real.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, I've, in the beginning of COVID, of course I was locked in, my lady and I, and it was tough. There was nowhere to go. We were bumping heads and it wasn't. And it's just tricky because you're used to a routine. Your routine is smashed. Like you're not going nowhere. You're not seeing the, and like we need the sun too. Like I forgot what I was watching the other day, but it's like just going outside is very important. You know, you don't want to roast down the sun and get burned. But like the energy from the sun is special and it does something to us.
It is
locked in. So, you know, if anyone's out there, I'm not saying that these are overnight things, but, you know, we care for you. And if you ever feel any issue, anything, don't hesitate to reach out. A lot of people know me and they're like, oh, Noodles, I didn't want to reach out. I know you're busy.
Yeah.
Even if I write back in an hour or maybe the next day, I'm not too busy to show love. And
absolutely.
I don't know. Like I see you on a lot of people on IG and they look like life is perfect. As you were saying, but
that's everyone on IG.
But there's so much, but there's like 99% of that gets to that moment.
Yeah.
And please reach out to, you know, and then follow my friend here, reach out to her. She's
about
a ray of sunshine. So
thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, please do reach out. You know, sometimes I'm busy, but it doesn't matter. I'll reach out when I can. And I want to also share another story.
Yeah.
The same guy, Theo, shout out to Theo. I performed a lot for him as well. He used to promote parties in Manhattan before, you know, COVID, of course, it got closed down, but he actually has two daughters that love and admire me and love my music. So his oldest daughter was going through bullying in school. She came home crying and he talked to her and he had several people talk to her, but he felt like she needed to talk to me. So he gave me a call. He said, would you mind having a chat with my daughter? I said, absolutely, let's get it. So she comes on the phone and I just gave her all these affirmations. I say, you're beautiful. You know, don't let the person that's making fun of you, they have a problem with themselves. You know, they're miserable for whatever reason and they're trying to project that energy onto you. You don't let them. You tell them I'm rubber, you're glue. What you say to me bounces off and sticks to you. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I can't remember verbatim what I said, you know, but I know that I gave her a lot of words of encouragement and it really touched me that he came to me to talk to his daughter of all people and that she appreciated it, you know, and she took it in and she was actually in the body positivity video. Both his daughters were there and it was just so great to have them. Him and his girlfriend was there too. And it was just beautiful. And that's a good experience. Like, it's great that somebody trusts me enough to be able to talk to the teenage daughter about bullying, because bullying is very real. It happens not only with children, it also happens with adults. And it's something that, you know, I definitely am not okay with bullying. And it's something that to push, you know, self-love, embracing yourself, knowing who you are, and not letting what people or society says deter you from feeling yourself and loving yourself and embracing yourself, you know?
That's amazing.
Thank you.
I think that's also such an, you pointed out something that reminds me of just like, I feel like one of the important parts of life is like, if you need help, help somebody else.
Absolutely.
If you're hungry, feed somebody else.
Absolutely. Like,
and there's something about that, that when you could be there for someone else, it makes you good.
Yeah.
And it's not like a quick fix, you're good automatically, you help someone. But like, I think when you put yourself in the position to be ready to help someone,
mm-hmm.
you got to get into a different stance.
Yeah.
You got to switch up your style, right? Like,
yeah,
you may be having the worst day and then someone's like, hey, could you help me? And then watch how mm-hmm. quick you switch up.
Yeah.
Watch how quick, you know, and I think it's important to be there for people. And I think that's just a beautiful thing that you could be. And I think any way we could set ourselves up to help others like that, I think it just sets our mind up to be like, all right, yo, let's go. Let's keep it going. Right. And that's beautiful. And shout out
to
his kids and I'm, how I hope they're doing well now and
oh they are they def- they're yeah. terrific
shout out to
they're
them
terrific
yeah just shout out to every you know everyone out there I especially in school I know growing up now with the internet and everything it's just a whole different game. I grew up in the AOL era mostly.
Me too. We're telling our age.
And you couldn't see anybody. You were talking you know, you were having a crush on someone, you had to assume that that was who they were from the photo they emailed you.
Yeah.
But now we live in a world, we see so many visuals and it could be overwhelming. It could be inspiring, mm-hmm. but it could be like, oh, maybe mm-hmm. I don't got this money. Maybe I'm not skinny enough, but yo, you know, you're whoever you are out there, you're beautiful. You're dope.
Absolutely.
And you got a gift that I don't have, but we all have that thing, you know, and it's important. Don't let anyone shadow that out or cast.
That's
over
a fact. That's a fact. We like you. I like that you said that we all have that thing. And it's true. Everybody has something special about them that makes them stand out. So you have to embrace that. You have to find what that is that makes you a little different from everyone else and make that your thing. That's what people know you for. You know, that's what they when they think of Dave, oh yeah, I think of this. This is what I think of. When they think of Barbie, this is what makes me think of Barbie, you know?
Yeah,
That's what you want to do. You want to leave an impact on people, you know?
So, yo, I just give shout out to everyone out there because I know the social stuff that we deal with could really, you know, a bad comment, someone saying this in a group.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
It's not. It's not. You have to. You have to kind of train your brain, especially in this industry, because you know very well, Dave, how this industry can be. And it could be very mean and hurtful. People can say things that are just horrible, that'll make you want to crawl into a little hole and cry. But you have to be thick-skinned and you have to train yourself to be that way, because like I said before, so like I said to my friend's daughter, when somebody says something negative about you, it's not about you. It's about them.
Mm.
They have a problem and they're projecting that energy onto you. Your job is to make sure you block it out like this.
Mm.
And, you know, it's not easy because words are hurtful. We're all human beings. We all have feelings and emotions. But we have to really dissect the internet and pinpick, you know, okay, well, this person said this. All right. Just brush it off with a grain of salt.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not about you. You cannot take it personal, because if that was the case, celebrities get it worse. Right? They get it worse.
I know.
You know, they're constantly being scrutinized and criticized. And, you know, yes, they get a lot of love, but they also get hate. So they have to deal with that. And, you know, I do understand that the dream that I'm chasing, fame and fortune, is a possibility. And it's okay. I'm willing to take it. But that's not the goal. The goal is what I'm doing now, which is for me to inspire people and do what I love to do and get paid for it, you know?
That's
But fame and fortune comes with the package, and you just have to, you have to know how to handle it. You have to tell yourself that, you know, you are great and nothing anyone can say or do can affect that.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
We do a workshop in different schools where we talk about like poetry, and we get youth to write about anti-violence and stuff like that. And the first class that we do, it's called like the positive affirmations.
Ooh, I love it.
It just connected with me. You were talking about that. So we always say in the class, we're like, you got to give yourself a name. So no matter what anyone else calls you, your voice is just louder than theirs, and you know who you are, regardless of what someone may say, what they think of you. So we always say, all right, take the first letter of your first name and make a positive affirmation. So me, I'm Dreaming Dave.
I like that.
The first letter, and it's kind of like our first like class for any time we do the work.
I love that.
Shout out to my friend Poet Gold.
She's
hosting probably a big event. She actually is right now.
Okay.
In Poughkeepsie. But yeah, so
shout out to her.
Of that class. And
I did something like that in high school. It was like a icebreaker where everyone had to introduce themselves, and we had to come up with an adjective that started with the same letter of our first name, and it went around the room. But this was the trick. You had to remember when it got to you. You have to remember everyone.
We've done that. Where we throw the ball. So we haven't done that lately. Digital, but it's like throw the ball, and then you got to say like, okay.
Yep. I love that. You know?
So that, but yeah, that and everything you're saying, it just really connects, and I think it's important, right? It's just to be there. I always say, Barbie, like the real currency right now is just being there for people.
Absolutely.
During this time. Because it.
Absolutely.
We could lose track, and then we watch TV and we're like, okay, you know, you almost enter these alternate spaces. Like there's times I watch TV so much, you know, I've worked my ass off all day, and maybe I'll watch the show like once a night. I'm watching the show Banshee, which is insane.
Really?
But I watch shows, and it's like I almost feel like I'm in the show. Like I know the characters so well. But like you gotta, I brought up that show and it completely threw me off of my topic. But
you dove back in the show.
Oh yeah, being there for each other. Like
yeah.
Just calling someone out the blue, doing a Zoom, helping, just texting someone just cause.
Absolutely. I did that the other day. I'm glad you brought that up. I did that the other day. I said, you know what? I haven't spoken to this girl in a while. Let me hit her up, see how she's doing. And that's so important. It's like you said, the currency is being there for someone, because what people don't understand is that what we put out, the universe gives it back to us and it multiplies it.
Yeah.
It's not like you give somebody a slice of pizza and the universe returns a slice of pizza. No, you give somebody a slice of pizza, the universe is going to give you a whole pizza pie with chips and soda and probably some extra snacks along with it. Cause that's how it works. You know, you get back what you put out and times 10. And I've learned that, I've experienced that so many times, that's why I am such a positive person, because of my experiences. Yes, I've been through hell and back. I've been through my downs and my obstacles. Of course, we all do. But it's how you look at it. I learned that, and I'm still learning that. It's, you know, it's not easy to, you know, sometimes we have our days where we're just down and out. But you have to look at the glass as half full, not as half empty. You know, yes, this sucked. This thing that happened to me really sucked, but it could have been worse. You know, and you think about stuff like that and how you're there for people. It really does come back to you. God has a way of showing you, like, yeah, this, okay, you did this for this person. This is what I'm going to do for you. You're never going to have to worry about anything again because you're such a great person. You know,
it's real. And I must say, in the beginning of the pandemic, these shows were the rare time I got to talk to people.
Okay.
In like a long way, and just talk and learn about them and trying to connect. And it did so much for me. And just be like emotionally, just being able to talk to people about their dreams. And if, you know, we talk business on this, but it's not really like, all right, let's make money. Let's do this. Like this is kind of, we lost kind of that. We took that pressure off, and it's more like, you know, just catch up and like share our dreams together. And like,
yeah,
stuff like this, you know, just reach out to someone. It goes such a long way.
It does. The difference between you and a lot of other people that are in business is that you care. And when you care, it takes it to a whole different level for you. When you make it just monetary, just about the money and just about the business, it's just a transaction.
Yeah.
With you, it's not just a transaction. With you, it's like, you know, well, I want to get to know this person and I want to know how I can help them and how we can help each other and how we can grow together, how we can learn together, put our ideas together. Cause you know, two brains work better than one. And that's such a terrific thing. So kudos and shout outs to you, because not everyone works like that.
I'm just grateful. I meet so many dope people, and then it as I learn about them, it's like, oh wow, like what could we do together and how could we and it to me, it just keeps me so inspired, and it brings me back like to the essence of when you start, because sometimes you get caught up, like for me, I do what I do as a business, and I pay my bills and I want to buy a house and like or something, you know, and it's like, this has to do this to hit this, and
yes,
which I'm all about. But like, to me, I always want to make sure I keep that the groundwork, which is the essence, which is the love and like being there and like having connection with people. Because I think that's when you make the most beautiful stuff.
Absolutely.
Like, you know them, they know you, you're figuring out what matters to each other, and you really want to project that message. And I kind of keep that as my sauce to share. And it's like,
I like that. That's your sauce.
And I'm like, okay, let's just keep serving this up. Let's serve it again. Let's put this on the big CD. Let's put this on the spaghetti. So yeah, I do care, and I'm grateful that, you know, I learned that in an early age from my mom, just writing me letters and doing thoughtful stuff. You know, as I was getting older, I remember being like 12. My mom's like, here's your first deodorant with a little handwritten letter, you know, like just stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, wow, I literally do this.
Wow.
It's like I'll send someone something just because, or I'll be like, yo, you're awesome. And I write the handwritten letter. I'm like, oh, this work, you know, that's the roots of it. And
that's beautiful. That's beautiful. It's so great that your mom instilled that in you, because you never know what someone on the other end is going through. Your letter saying you're awesome to somebody could have just flipped somebody's whole day around in a positive way. You never know.
Yeah. It's so real. So I'm really excited. You got, you know, the new project. The song's been blowing up. You got the merch. I would bring up the website, but like you're already rocking everything. Shout out.
That's right.
So it's still, the merch is, you know, available on pre-order now.
Yes.
And I'm super positive and happy about how it came out. So you got the first drop of it.
Yay. I love it. I absolutely love it. I have a couple of people that are excited about this one, and I'm gonna continue to promote it and put it out there, you know, so people can order. The Body Positivity Collection is just so awesome. I even have DJs looking at them slip mats. Yeah. I'm like, yes, yes. It's so cute. I love it.
It's a special song, and I'm just grateful that the brand connected with you and we brought that to the world, and people could. Yeah. And people could take it a step further. You know, you rock the track, but now you got and then people see that, and it's like, people see it and they're like, oh, word. They're mm-hmm. proud of it, because not, mm-hmm. you got to think, like, cause I've done collabs with people where we made a bold statement,
mm-hmm.
and it may have been too bold, and those merches didn't always hit.
Okay.
Cause not a lot of people may want to say something. They may want to mm-hmm. sing it, but they may not want to wear it, because that's a whole other level of being proud.
Right.
You know what I mean? So for this to connect and people loving the track and then the merch.
Yep.
Because it people see and they're like, yo, what does that mean? You know, are you? And then so it's like you're kind of putting a good pressure in a good way to people, like fashion wise, like, yo, you know, rap it too. And and people really are supporting. So shout out to everybody.
Oh my God. Yes. The support. The support is great. The support is great. I love it. I shouldn't be surprised, because I know I have great people on my side, but I am surprised because it's like, I know how hard it can be to sell things, you know?
Yeah.
To sell merchandise. A lot of artists have their own merchandise. What separates me from the next artist and all of that. But it's like when people mess with you, they really mess with you. Like, oh, let me get that. Let me get this. I'm going to rock this. And I'm like, oh, thank you. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited. And we really brought the essence of the old school and really colorful. So I'm just.
Yes. You know,
congrats again for just bringing something special to the world and continuing to. And I know you're going to inspire so many more people.
Thank you. So. And I love this. I love this. I love the boombox. I love the choice of colors. And it's just beautiful. It's beautiful. Like, we can't deny that it's beautiful.
that's always an important thing with merch. It's like, okay. Because some people are like, oh, well, I could do that. Like, to me, it's always a goal. Like, oh, nope, you can't do that.
Right.
Without paying a pretty penny or finding someone who's extremely sick with it.
Right.
That's always my goal, too. Like, when I work with the illustrators and the graphic people on the team,
mm-hmm.
it's like, all right, they can't just do, someone just can't go on a site and just type in the word. And
right.
Like, nah, like we, you know, we connect and we make sure we pay the artist dope to draw those things the way they need to.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be like, oh, all right, I got to get because I can't make this.
It's a conspicuous piece.
But yeah, you know, once again, shout out to everyone out there creating during this time. I feel like the world needs your work more now than ever.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. The pandemic, it was a blessing and a curse.
Totally.
It was a blessing and a curse. So, you know, of course, we know the downside of the pandemic and what it's done to our world, but it's also a blessing because it made certain people discover things about themselves that they never knew. You know, it made people want to venture out and do things for themselves and for others and help the community. And all those things are important. You know, we need that. We need more people that care.
Yeah.
You know?
What would you say is the lesson that you learned, you know, being locked in, and what would be your lesson from this?
You know what's crazy? Being locked in was a new experience for me. It didn't teach me too much because I've always been very outgoing, but then once I moved from New York City to PA, I kind of became a homebody. I kind of got used to being in the house. So the lockdown was like, oh my God, I'm bored. I want to go outside and there's nothing to do. I can't do anything. But the lesson came when I actually got sick. I actually had COVID in the beginning of December. And I took 2 weeks off of work. And it brought me to reality because I could have very well been part of the 2020 club that passed away. Rest in peace to all the beautiful souls that we lost in 2020, even in 2021, because we're still losing people. And I wasn't. God spared my life. And that was what made me discover, like, you know what? I have a purpose and it's not to work for someone. It's not to work for someone. I'm going to chase my dreams and I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to give up. So that was what taught me the lesson when I actually did get sick. And I said, I'm going to do this. It's not going to be easy, but it's not impossible. And that was the biggest lesson. It was like, you know, well, God still has you here for a reason. So you got to do something with it now.
Wow.
You gotta pay it forward and inspire other people and do what you do best, but you cannot stay stuck in a position that stresses you out and that keeps you stagnant. It just wasn't for me. So that was the biggest lesson was, you know, okay, God still has me here for a reason. Let me do something with it now.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
And it's great because, you know, now you're really propelling. You have all this time to yourself. It's like, okay, what do I do with it?
Yeah.
I feel like life is just like this fork in the road where you have to choose, you know, this door or this door. And it's like, I think you don't know what door down the path, there's things going to come and there's going to be obstacles, as you said earlier, but like, but you know, if you're making a good decision or a bad decision for yourself, you may be like, okay, all right, I'm going to get caught up. Because in the same way, you could have got caught up with some drug stuff.
Yeah.
Looking you down a whole other path.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or there's so many different bad options, you know, options that could have maybe took a turn, but you're like, all right, the music thing, I don't know the guarantees of things, but I know if I put my all into it, I'm going to learn lessons and figure it out as I go.
Yeah.
And make it happen.
Yeah.
You're giving yourself that's your choice and option.
Yeah.
And that's dope. And
Thank you. Yeah, I agree. It's like baby steps. You know, when a baby is learning to go from crawling to walking, you know, they're going to try to stand on their own. They're going to hold on to things. They're going to fall a couple of times, but they get right back up and keep on holding on. So they build up the courage to take that first step without holding on to anything.
Real talk.
You know, so that's, we learned that from, we all went through that baby phase, right? We learned that from a very early age. You know, we were months old and some of us a year old when we learned that. So we have to go back to that, the baby steps, and carry that into adulthood and say, look, I'm going to take these risks. I'm going to do this. And it's not, yes, it was a leap, but it's also a process. It was a leap of faith. It was a jump, but it's also a process every day, learning what works for you and what doesn't.
I love it. It's so important. It's so important to just invest in yourself. And I think it all just ties into the body positivity and just, you know, just really being there for yourself, you know, making
loving choices. Yourself.
And it's just a blessing. And it's just cool. You know, you really embody body positivity.
Thank you. And just
that energy and just, you know, self-help and being there for yourself. And so there's so many little nuggets of wisdom from this one. And I'm really, it's just dope to just chat with you and really get into all this. And I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, you just consistently just, you know, climb the charts in life, you know, just leveling up and things happen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So, you know, for anyone out there, make sure where can people connect with you and get all your links and different stuff. And
absolutely. I'm Barbie LaVie everywhere. So that's BarbieLaVie. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. I'm on TikTok as well. It's Barbie.LaVie. My music is on all platforms. So everything, Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, Google Play, you name it, I'm there. All you have to do is search my name. My music is on there. My Instagram, I do have a link tree that has a lot of links. So you can really, it's like a one-stop shop, like a BJ's. You can find everything. So you can, it has a link if you want this merch, guys. I believe it's the second link. The very first link is the body positivity video. The second link is this merchandise. And I got podcast interviews. I have my music. I have like all these other avenues you can find me. So check me out. You will not regret it. And I show everybody love. I'm very big on support. So I like to show love, you know, when I can. I do the best I can to show everybody love.
Yeah, and you do an amazing job. And shout out
to you
for just, you know, bringing a message to people that they, you know, the world really needs. And
absolutely.
Really, really just like propelling it and taking it to the next level and really inspiring people of all, you know, races, faces, size and shapes.
Yep.
People all over. So, you know, much love. We love what you're doing.
Thank you.
Make sure to support my friend on her journey. This is really, I feel like you've been in the game a while, but like, this is just the kind of the beginning of just the amazing, you know, I see so many dope stuff happening and, cause you know, you're going to go so hard. There's going to be no other way.
So. That's right. Go hard. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, guys, become a heartbeat. A heartbeat is the name I got for my fans.
Because
connect. You can't have a heartbeat without, you can't have a life without a heartbeat.
Hey.
And LaVie is French for the life.
Hey. So. you're always welcome back. And
thank you.
I know you're going to crush your show and every other show this year. Shout
thank
out
you.
To Dee Henny.
Yes, shout out to her
for connecting us and connecting so many artists.
Absolutely.
But yeah,
absolutely.
You know, we love everything you're doing. Keep
thank
up
you.
Keep shining that light. And make sure everyone, you know, connect with Barbie LaVie, stream that track, get that new merch.
Yes.
And don't stop dreaming, yo.
That's right. Don't stop dreaming.